Coach Bob McKillop joins us at courtside. Davidson 79, the Charlotte 49ers 57. Davidson's won 4, lost 1. And, Coach, your observations of what you saw out there.
John, our defense was very, very good today, and I thought it was started right at the half-court line by our guards. I thought they were terrific with the way they moved their feet. They had their arm extension, and I thought our bigs really positioned themselves very well off the ball. So positioning, arm length, and talking by our team led to great team defense.
I know that we talked before the game. You were concerned about the three-point shooting ability of this team. If you were a football coach, I would say you took away the run and the pass today.
Well, you know, they're shooting 48% from the floor at the three-point line and 47 from the two-point line. So they're a very, very good shooting team, very reflective of Mark. Mark, of course, being a great shooter in his career throughout the NBA as well as Georgia Tech. And you can see the way they shoot their foul shots. They're so efficient there as well. They're shooting 78% or so. So they're taking a page out of Mark's book, and Mark's getting them shots. And I thought our guys did a very good job of closing out, putting the hand up, and playing the tendencies.
Rebounding, Coach, I thought you were dominant from the first of the game to the end of the game.
You know, I thought that we did a great job in terms of numbers, but yet they still got 12 offensive rebounds. And I think there are two stats that jump out at me. It's the 12 offensive rebounds, and it's the 12 turnovers. And we have a little bit of sloppiness there. I thought the play at the end of the first half was the kind of thing that I have nightmares about. We don't do the details in the last second shot, and we wound up giving out a run out three, and it was missed, but we didn't box in transition. So that's the kind of thing we'll have a lot of conversation about that after watching the film.
If I'm just wondering about this stat, Coach. Sometimes stats don't tell the story. But if your team misses 45 shots, 12 offensive rebounds, is that good or bad number?
I think that's a great number, John. I think it's a great number. But still, they missed that last one at the end of the half and should not have been able to get that rebound. We stood and watched.
I saw your face going off the court. You were not a happy man at that time, even though you were leading by a bunch. Obviously, sometimes you can look at stats, and they do tell part of a story. Jordan Watkins off the bench was terrific offensively.
Boy, he really is. He's shooting the ball with great confidence. He's been doing it in practice and here tonight. And, you know, I've challenged Will McGarry since game one. I expect a double-double out of him. Well, he got it tonight, and I'm thrilled about that because, you know, he only did it with 1 3-pointer, but he did catch the ball on the block and scored inside.
You said that before the season he needed to get the rust off. It was going to take a game or two. You can see that coming off now.
You sure can. When he made that spin baseline and had that dunk, that's a kind of move that a veteran makes, and we need for him to keep making that move. And, you know, John Axel did some extraordinary things too. John had a couple of tip-outs, a great extension of his arms, a couple of great layups. He's coming around too, so those two newcomers to our lineup have really developed quite a bit.
You know, it's fun to watch a player like Peyton Aldridge. You know, he knows where he's supposed to be on the court. He feels double teams coming. He sees open men from the passing inside out. He must be just a joy to coach.
He certainly is. You know, and sometimes a guy that does things so well, so often, so many times, you take him for granted.
Yeah.
And when he does something wrong, you get hot about it. And he does everything so well for us for such a consistent part of the game.
How's Jack's game coming along in your estimation?
Jack's getting better with his decision-making. And I thought he was a little bit casual tonight with some of his passes. And he's got to, you know, clean that sloppiness up. He's a much better lead guard than a 5-assist, 6-turnover night.
You know, Jack plays with such strength that when he plays his game, he's going to get to the foul line, isn't he?
Yes, he is. And he took great shots tonight. And I'm very pleased that he really took great shots. He ran our show. And he's a terrific shooter, as you know.
Absolutely. No question. Overall, Coach, let's judge this game offensively, defensively.
Well, we had an opportunity to play against a zone defense. We had an opportunity to play against pressure. We had an opportunity to play against change in defense, which we had not seen all year long. And to come out here in the first half, have the success we had, and then start the second half the way we did, and we were able to get Jack rest and get Peyton rest, I thought that was a pretty good game.
You had a 15-point lead at halftime. I know you weren't happy about that last foul shot. At halftime, what did you say to the team?
You know, you can't take that into the locker room because if you do, it could become a catalyst for the second half not starting. So it quickly was erased, and it's something that you address in the film session on tomorrow.
Right. Overall, Coach, a very good win for Davidson in this rivalry game by the score of 79-57. You feel like you've played now five games. You feel like you've made a step forward in each game.
I think we have. I think we're a better team now than we were last Sunday when we played Arizona State. And John, I think we got our hands full on Tuesday night against Mercer at Mercer in Macon. That's a team that gave us troubles here last year. I'm sure they're going to be looking at our shooting percentages and say, zone these guys. So we better be ready for everything.
Okay, Coach. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, John.